Fanciful imagination. let me tell you here and now my difference, that these tales are based on truth. Thus far, it has only been available to those who have clear vision. And even those who believe in an afterlife, in whatever form, have dismissed these tales as imagination. Let me tell you that these non-human beings are as much part of this earthly evolution as you humankind are. Without them, you would not evolve in the way that you do. What are these nature spirits? Because that is what they are. They do not originate in mankind's thoughts. They are, as you yourselves are, the creation of the Divine Creator, the greater architect of all things. What do you say when you look at the trees and the plants and the flowers? You say, do you not, it is a God's masterpiece? Of course it is, but these great things need workers to empower that masterpiece. I know each one of you are aware of the four elements in your work. The earth, the air, fire, the water. Within these four elements, there are many, many others. We come to the beings of these elements. They are created within their own elements, the earth element. They are created in the earth ether. That is why they are not visible to the human physical eye. That is why you need clear vision to be aware of them. Let me say, my dear friends, that all of existence interpenetrates every particle of life. Let us take the earth. When you see those plants, those trees, those flowers, you are not aware of the workings behind them. say it is nature. Yes,
yes,
you are partly correct. But behind what you term nature are those small beings who empower the plants, empower the trees, empower the flowers. And I will address the earth, the beings, by the common name that you would know them by. You know all too well, my friends, that we are limited when it comes to names. Therefore, we will call them gnomes for the sake of your understanding. Without these small creatures who work tirelessly within your earth, there would be no life substance as you know it now. Yes, these little gnomes, as we will call them, have the appearance of tiny, small men. They have been seen, and they respond to harmonious conditions and to love. These earth beings work within the earth, on all layers, from the mineral, they work on the jewels of the earth, they work on many aspects of the earth. But perhaps you will not fully understand that unlike the human form which you possess, these beings are not immortal. They can exist for as long as 1,000 of your earthly years, or until such time as their task is completed. And then they will return to a group soul. But they do not have the advancement of the human being. That is their only difference. You are most quiet, my dear friends. Before I continue, do you wish to say anything at this point?
Anyone wish to say
anything? How does this tie in with the American Indians? Did they have a grasp of, a real grasp of spirituality?
They most certainly did. They called upon the nature spirits, not only earth spirits, but they truly believed in the fire spirit, as you may well know. These spirits we will call by the name known to man as Salamander. These Indians were well versed in spiritual matters because of their beliefs and their knowledge. They had much success not only with their animals but their crops. Yes, indeed, those people, and even to this day, those who remain true to that kind of living, have great success with nature spirits, because, as I have said, they respond to love and harmonious conditions. You will find them in many, many numbers in open spaces, in hills and woodlands and forests, where mankind has not caused too many harsh conditions for them.
And would those places feel peaceful because of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If you send loving thoughts, create harmonious conditions, it should be possible for anyone who is spiritually aware to see these creatures or beings or gnomes or salamanders. The beings of the air you would know as sylphs, and of course water beings you would know as undines. I am sure each one of you is aware of these things. But all I wish you to know, my dear friends, is that they do exist. All I ask is that you think about these things more carefully, that you consider the working behind every element in your world. I know, especially with the earth spirits, that your geologists would give another explanation for many of the things which occur. But let me tell you, my dear friends, they do not have the full picture. Do we have some response before I continue?
Any questions? They're obviously very much aware of us as humans.
No, the earth spirits are largely unaware of human form.
Oh.
They are more aware of conditions, but they will respond, as I have said, to love and harmonious conditions. Under these conditions, they will work well.
So if we admire the flowers, and they must be pleased, would they pick our thoughts up?
If it is loving thoughts,
yes.
What you may not know, and I will speak mostly this time about the earth beings, because on each element of beings, there is so much to be said. Would you know, and could you understand, that they almost live in their own way like human beings?
Do they?
They live as groups deeper within your earth. They exist on a type of air, which is different, of course, from the air that you would breathe. because it is partly physical air and air in the ether, which is of course much finer.
Do they have children in the same way that humans do?
They are capable of having families, but of course not in the physiological way that human beings would. You must remember that all nature spirits are controlled by those other beings, non-human beings, whom we would term angels. And that is a subject we have to come to at a later stage. But they are governed by them. But within their own element, yes, they exist as families and groups such as yourselves. I know these facts seem strange to you, but it is time, my dear friends, that your thinking goes more deeply, that your understanding of all of existence is widened, that you encompass all life as it exists within this planet. You are not alone. The evolution of mankind and this planet is not reliant upon humankind alone. That is the purpose of my speaking to you about non-human beings.
Could we in any way harm them by different things that we do to the earth?
Of course, it would not harm them in the manner that you mean, but in damaging and corrupting your planet, then you make their task doubly difficult.
Yes.
You would not, of course, know or understand that by the power of their thought, they also can change the way they look. They can become taller or smaller to suit the situation within which they work. But they cannot enter to another element. Earth cannot change into the air element, water or fire. They are restricted to the element to which they belong. Am I making sense, my dear friends? I sense that you are a little stunned by this knowledge.
That's an understatement.
Am I right in thinking that they give out an energy which enhances our own energy?
Of course, because by looking after and appreciating the work that they are achieving, then you give back to them. Everything is penetrated by each other. Nothing is isolated. All form of life is interpenetrated. Can you begin to understand, my friends, what I am trying to tell you? I know it must be difficult. I have chosen the earth spirits this time because I feel That is the element that is probably closest to most of you. Most of you have gardens. Most of you feel the beauty and the love which nature provides for you.
Yes, I think we have a feeling for nature and nature spirits. What concerns me sometimes is modern farming and farming methods.
Yes.
And this must be seen as a distortion of nature. And I imagine this might well cause some problems due to lack of respect and deviations from the natural process.
Yes. Let me just say, my friend, that of course anything which causes disharmony within the earth is distressing to earth beings, of course. And such as they are, like human beings, they can be mischievous. This is where, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of the fire spirit, the salamander. Let us talk of the fires which rage out of control. They are absolutely ecstatic at such a thing, because they are vibrant, they are alive, but they are also mischievous. That is one example. If you come to the earth spirits who are distressed, then you will see a deterioration within that ground. You will see the dying of the trees. You will see the plant which is diseased. This is all to do in part with conditions which are not harmonious to what you call nature. Do you understand?
Yes, I think we've seen problems arise within the farming process.
Yes.
And yes, this is to be expected, I think, and would stem from lack of respect.
Yes, if only mankind could acknowledge the work which goes on within the earth. If only mankind could offer thanks to those beings who work so tirelessly and hard for your benefit, then things would be more acceptable to all. Can you see? But because mankind, in his ignorance, believes that he has total control of the earth and what he calls nature, he is in fact destroying much of the good work that these earth beings have created. When next you touch the soil, the plant, the tree, the flower, why not give thanks for all that they have done?
I'm not sure we're right.
Think about it, my dear friends. That is all I ask of you. As always, I will say, if you cannot accept my words, then leave them for another time. But I feel that now is the time for you to to open your minds to the existence of these non-human beings.
I'm sure we all do, don't we?
Yes.
This is I have a very special place in my heart for the bee populations. They are so industrious. They are so intricately part of the nature system. They visit so many plants and flowers and pollinate them that the natural order would be totally different without them. I've always felt that there is some kind of guidance behind the work of the bee and its visits to so many plants and the way it pollinates.
Yes, there is guidance in all things. You are correct in that assumption. But of course, the bee belongs to the physical. It is only another aspect of what can be achieved in this world. But the underlying power lies with the beings of the earth. And I would say, even more so, the bee population is guided by the air beings. The ones we would call sylphs, and who people have seen close by to plants and water, and who do appear in smaller human form, and with what would appear to the physical eyes as the formation of tiny wings. There are many beings, but we will speak of the air beings another time. I feel your bafflement, my dear friend.
We're deep in thought. I'm sure when we're in their gardens, we should be thinking of them all the time. And hopefully, see one or two.
It is possible when you are spiritually aware. Speak to those people in your world who have evolved spiritually, and I am sure they would be only too glad to tell you of all that they are capable of seeing. But again, because of much ridicule and disbelief in your world, they are loath to speak of these things. They are afraid of being called foolish. They are afraid that their fellow man will think of them as not being quite the thing I think you would say. Therefore, they are hesitant in speaking of their visions.
I must say, all this week I've been thinking, well, there's, like you say, all over the world, there's the little people in Ireland, in Cornwall, it's the Pixies, and different names for different places.
Yes, all over your world, every country has its own fairy tales.
Yes.
Yes. And
so how did they start?
That is what I say to you, my dear friends. They are based on truth. But as in many things, it becomes distorted. It becomes to mankind in general figure of fun to be dismissed as fanciful imagination. I am here to tell you, my dear friends, that there are such beings in existence. As I say, I use the names which you would be familiar with, but all that they are part of the great creation which enables this planet and yourselves to evolve. You are not alone and never will be alone, because there is too much that belongs to the great scheme of life. Humankind has been at fault for too long in thinking that he is a superior being. This idea I would wish you to try to place within this scheme of the great plan of life, and to understand that humankind is but one small part of all that exists, not only on this planet, but on all others. You cannot isolate yourselves from all the other energies and beings that exist on this planet. Let me just finish this time by saying that when you look into water, do you not see the power behind that liquid? Can you not feel it? Can you not see it? Can you not understand that beneath that power there lies beings who are constantly at work to create the living force of that water? Water is a very good element for trying to capture the power within. Think about those few words. Yeah. And next time we will continue this discussion. And I will be more than interested to see how each one of you has interpreted my words. My dear friends, there is much you need to learn. And if I can open your eyes just a little wider, then I am sure that your understanding can only help you do. If this is so, what more can we ask of you? Because in growing and understanding with your vision, how can you not go through this existence and not give to others what you have achieved? Would that not, my dear friends, be remarkable? With these words, I will take my leave this time. I do hope you have a little more for thought, but we have much more to discuss. But I feel, especially on this topic, that we must go slowly. But I feel that we must discuss it as we go along.
Thank you very much.